The intrinsic working of a contactless keycard and its importance. So remote systems administration has freed of your system links and your USB links, what would it be able to do next? Indeed, the appropriate response may astound you, remote is going shopping. There is a little armed force of employments for this innovation and many are being used at the present time.
RFID, electronic barcodes.
Yes, it's hard to believe, but it's true, RFID, radio frequency identification, is a substitution for the standardized tag, utilizing remote radio innovation. However, what's the issue with scanner tags, you inquire? All things considered, they should be checked, for a begin. Markets and different shops have little multitudes of staff in their stores, actually, doing only examining standardized identifications and taking cash. RFID gives standardized tags a chance to be supplanted with radio signs, which can naturally be checked. In principle, you could have a shopping basket loaded with RFID-named items, put it close to a RFID scanner, and the things in your truck would be recognized and their costs included immediately. Envision having the capacity to stop before a machine at the grocery store's exit, and do only put your MasterCard in a machine before you leave. If your MasterCard is RFID empowered as well, you won't not have. You can check out in a matter of seconds. It's a win-win circumstance, it spares you time, and it spares the grocery store cash. The main individuals who miss out are the ones getting paid to lounge around examining scanner tags, yet hello, that is innovation for you. How on earth does it work? Trust it or not, RFID key cards for hotels contain little reception apparatuses, permitting them to transmit little measures of information by radio. The dominant part of labels being used today don't have their own energy supply. A power supply makes the label bigger and more costly, which implies that they should depend on power they get through the air by radio. This is such a small measure of force that it is just barely enough to transmit an ID number. This works, in any case, from as much as 5 meters away. For shopping use, labels that send numbers are adequate. A scanner tag is only a number as lines, all things considered. These labels are presently as shoddy as 40 pennies, and large-scale manufacturing implies the cost is just going to descend. RFID is probably going to end up distinctly broad in the following decade. The littlest RFID labels are now sufficiently thin to be practically undetectable. Contactless hotel key cards are also being used a lot. Protection and other uses of RFID. There are protection worries around the utilization of RFID, basically in light of the fact that it makes it so snappy and simple to tag pretty much anything, and the labels can be filtered with no human connection. This, in any case, is additionally what makes the framework extremely valuable. Pets are as of now embedded with RFID labels so they can be recognized if found, and the possibility of people being made to have RFID embeds as a swap for character cards isn't as sci-fi as it sounds, it is conceivable today. As long back as 1998, an educator could embed a tag in his arm. The innovation is being considered for utilized on detainees. In nations that as of now have ID cards or that will have them soon, RFID following most likely won't be a long ways behind. On the off chance that RFID shopping labels are left on things, then individuals could leave labels on their garments or different items without acknowledging it. This has a wide range of suggestions. Somebody may have the capacity to point a RFID scanner at your home and get a rundown of everything in it that still has a tag, for instance. RFID is as of now generally utilized as a part of numerous ventures and RFID key cards manufacturers are making a lot of profit. Stockrooms utilize them to track beds of products, a few libraries place them in books and carriers utilize them to track stuff. Utilization is especially regular in building access control, the ID cards for workers that open the entryway naturally. Travel is another development zone. Many parts of the USA have the alternative of utilizing RFID cards to pay at toll booths, and the London Underground now utilizes RFID installment cards known as Oyster cards. There are even RFID auto keys that can open the entryway while they're still in your pocket, without you doing a thing. Ecological concerns.
As a commentary to this, many individuals are worried about the ecological effect RFID could have. In spite of the fact that they are little, utilizing PC chips as a swap for standardized tags could prompt to what might as well be called a large number of PCs being discarded each year. For more information, click here, http://www.rfidkey.net.